the championship. Speaking of titles, Melbourne Storm are in it up to their eyeballs in the NRL in season 2020. They had a big win over the Sea Eagles on the weekend, 30-6, if you don't mind. 6-1. It was an absolute clinic, and Christian Welch was a big part of the campaign. He joins us, the prop from the Storm. Good morning, Christian.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you on the program, and what a performance. A clinic pretty much from start to finish, all the way through. Tries evenly spread. A great performance from your teammates and your boys.
Yeah, it was really pleasing. You know, after last week's loss against Parramatta, it was really nice to turn it around and have a really good win against a really tough side. So we knew Manly were going to be really desperate. They had to basically win that game to keep their finals hopes alive, and they're a pretty quality side, so... it also helped having a few big ins. We've got Big Jesse, Munster, Hughesy, and Cameron Smith all come back and joined us. So that gave us a lot of confidence, and yeah, we played pretty well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, last week's loss, it was predicted. You're outsiders with the injuries, and the players that weren't out there was always going to make it difficult against the Eels. But did it take any confidence away, or was it just a matter of just trying to get through and build back up to this game this weekend?
No, not at all, mate. To be honest, we lost that game last week, but we come away with a fair bit of confidence. We're really happy with our effort, our aggression, our urgency in the game, and you know, a couple of calls and a couple of things go our way. Who knows how that result goes? And we're really pleased, and especially with the amount of guys out, the guys that come in and have been doing a job for us. You know, the guys who have been on debut. We had another debutant last night, Isaac Lumi. He played fantastic, so it's been really great to give these guys a go, because there's no reserve grade. That's all been cancelled, and these guys have just been training their ass off. So it's really nice to give them a reward, and especially in a winning team.
And a couple of more injuries, though, yesterday.
Yes.
An ACL injury and a calf injury. Can you give us an update on those, Christian?
Yeah, having done two ACLs myself, I feel really feel for Marion. He's been having a great year. He just had a comeback. So real sorry for him. It's such a long layoff and long recovery, so I really feel for him. And Big Nelson, I think he'll probably miss a week or two. Got a couple out, but I think that's just the year it's been, to be honest, mate. There's no buys. It's all been all in a gate kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think every side's had plenty of injuries. So, we've just got to deal with it and use the depth in our squad.
So the run-in, yeah, so you talk about that depth. So the run-in to the final series, is it about refreshing the group, or is it about continuing the momentum? Because obviously you've had some injuries, you've got some injuries. What do you think the plan will be from Craig?
Yeah, I think there's a fine balance there. I think you all want to be heading into finals with a lot of momentum, but then also, you know, understanding we're basically gone 20 games straight without a bye. And you know, being based up at Sunny Coast, we're up and back in a day on planes, getting back at 2-3 a.m. After game. So it does take its toll on the body. So I'm sure there might be a little bit of a rotation, but I don't think Craig likes to rest too many of the boys. So, we'll be working hard for the remainder of the season and hopefully for a long final series ahead.
I want to ask you about that. I mean, you guys are away from home. You're doing a lot of travelling, and it's a grueling schedule, but you keep stepping up to the mark. I mean, how are you doing it?
Yeah, look, I think we're just getting on with it, to be honest. And I think a bit of perspective on, you know, what our issues are compared to a lot of other Australians, you know, everyday Australians. I know the Victorians, you know, have been through two lockdowns, you know, that mentally that's taking its toll, and economically jobs and unemployment's rising. And, you know, mate, it's really tough, you know, compared to what we've got to go through. We're up in Sunny Coast at a resort, still being able to do our job, still being able to play rugby league. So I think we're all pretty grateful that the competition's been able to go on. So, we were mindful of that. It is a bit weird here at the resort, to be honest. There's no general public, so it's the Melbourne Storm, it's the Essendon, Collingwood and the Demons. So it's all a bit of a real sporting hub at the moment down at the restaurant and the lounge. And I think every team actually won on the weekend, so it'll be hopefully brought a few smiles to all our Victorian fans, whether they're AFL fans or Storm fans, over the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And you've got the Rabbitohs on Friday night, which is going to be another great tussle, so it'll keep you in check. But before we let you go, Christian, I want to raise something that Craig Bellamy was speaking across the weekend about players inside the hubs and how everyone's coping. He's put you in the pest category. Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I saw this. It was a desperate reach from the old coach, I'm telling you. He's just, we've got a goose of the week, a little thing we've been doing each week, and
you have to wear the old Steen headgear at all meals throughout the week, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And he got stitched up last week because of his own, you know, goose actions. And now he's just trying to drag people down with him. So it's a desperate ploy from a desperate man. And don't read into it, people. I'm one of the good guys in the rugby league.
Sounds like you're having a good time up there. We appreciate your time today. Wish you the best against the Rabbitohs on Friday night.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good day. Hey, cheers.
Good stuff. Christian Welch, one of the pests from the Melbourne Storm, according to Coach Craig Bellamy.